is at the end of the parasha, there's a famous maisa of someone who is mekalles Hashem, cursing Hashem. One of the most terrible things that a person could possibly do. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya has a thing. He has a question. He says, "Lomo hutzru chotera b'sibur ha'maisa hazeh shiro lem b'midbar." Why did the Torah have to tell this terrible story? For your royal hastiro ini lekoved Hashem v'lo legaloi soy klal. This is our worst possible moment. Somebody mamish cursed Hashem. There's things that happen in the Torah, there are ma'isim that happen. This is like, it can't get worse than that. Cursed Hashem. So the Torah should have hidden such a thing and not to reveal it mamish in its details. Rak sheyodia hadin liyisrael bichlal, could have just let the din be known. Ish ki yakal lelekov v'noso chetoy v'noikiv shem Hashem mois yumos. If you curse Hashem, you're going to be put to death. That's all he should have said. It didn't have to go in that this actually happened. A graphic picture that has such a chilul Hashem to it, such a bizoyan to kovet shemayim. And he says, "Ki gam b'nei noach musorin al birkas Hashem." They're also mechuyim on birkas Hashem. They tzorech leima Yisrael. He said, "Dover Porsche, tell us there's such a thing. You can't curse Hashem. We know that. B'nei noach are also mitzuvah." And that's all why the whole graphic portrayal of the story of a person who came, a couple of details of who the person was, and that there was an actual act of the picture of actually someone cursing Hashem. He says v'nira, and he gives two reasons. Loimar, nira loimar, ki kavona satira b'sipur hamaisa hazeh l'shtei to'elios. Two benefits that we get from this. Ho'achas, lo yidienu she'ein echod miYisrael nichshol b'cheit otzum kozeh. A Jew who wasn't a pogum, echod miYisrael, could never be nichshol in such a thing. Kim ha peisheya horosho, ha muchlot, a mamish a rosho peisheya muchlot, clearly a decidedly clear rosho, hashu be ikur toldosoi pogum mitzad ovivimoi, and it was an inappropriate, an illicit relationship that produced such a pogum, and that's the only person who could do such a thing. So the Torah wants to teach us this lesson. Don't think for a moment if it says, you think, oh, it could happen. A Jew could do this. A pure portion of the Jew could do such a thing. So we say no. So the Torah teaches us, no, it was only this pogum who could do such a thing. A really thoroughbred, full-fledged, appropriate Jew could never do such a thing. Lesson number one. V'hashenis, the second lesson. Ki mikan yisbar lonu ikir godl. We're going to learn this very important principle. Upino atzuma bebrochis. And a basic fundamental principle in making brochis. Just like the klola, we make the brocha. V'keitzad yischayev odom levorech Hashem. How do you have to bless Hashem? When you make a brocha, well, how do you do it? Sharei hamekalel betchila pirush es Hashem b'oisi oisov. First, there was a mefarish who Hashem is. V'acharkach, and it spelled out the name with its letters. Charkach kilaloi. And then, only after it clearly defined and spelled out Hashem, then did he issue the klola? V'zeu shomar vayikov ben ho'isha yisraelis es Hashem vayikalel vayikov and then vayikalel v'nischayev alze be'oinesh miso, and for that they were chayev miso. V'chein kenegdo, he says, le'inyan habrocha v'haschar a brocha and the schar you get for it tzorech hamevorich keshehu mevorich es Hashem. When a person is mevorech Hashem, he says brocha brocha to Hashem shahakol niyeh b'dvorei, or whatever other brocha he makes, sheyisbeinein tchilo Beliboy, bepirush oisiyos Hashem. This is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. This is the oisiyos Hashem. This is the Adoin Hakoil. This is the Balo Rachamim, the Bala Chesed, whatever the meaning of the Shem Hashem means. He's misboinen over mashehein moirois, and what that those letters mean, what they indicate. Ulechavim behem machshavtoi, and have kavona in his machshova as to what that Shem, he's saying the Shem Hashem. We say the Shem Hashem without, no, thinking, and before he even says it, he thinks, who is Hashem, what he is, he's Adon HaKol, what do I know about him, what I'm supposed to think, what the Chiyuv to think, what the Krishva, there's more of a Chiyuv, and here there's less, whatever I have to know. And then he says it. Then he says, Boruch Ato Hashem. Before he has to first think, who is this Hashem? How do you spell his name? What does the name represent? How does he identify? And then, actually, to say it, Bepeh. Ve'im ze yekabel schorei mishulam ve'yichye chayad. This is so significant that he'll get complete schar and he'll live chayad forever. Zecher ledova mashikosuv, as he says, a zecher is in the posuk aramimcha elokai hamelech. First, aramimcha elokai hamelech. You're the melech. You're the adoin hakoil. Va'avor choshim cholelam boin, and then I'll recite the brocha. And also, v'armim chotchil machshavti, u'bekavonas halev, first in my heart, achar kach v'avor chobir ki'inyan she'omru, lo yichnos odom shiur shnei psochim, lo'olam yikones odom shiur shnei psochim, achar kach yispalel. As the Gemara says, the Gemara is brought over here in Brochos, on Daf Ches, it says a person should enter the distance of two psochim into the Beis Medrash, not stand by the door, not stand by the back, and certainly not be doing anything else, but he should enter two entrance lengths into the Beis Medrash, and then he should be mispalel. That's what he says. So there's a few things here that I think are very, very interesting to know. Number one, the Torah records an awesome Chilul Hashem. A dugma that if a person sees, you know, just like Kil Mechayev Aniyim, and just like we find that even what we mentioned from the Goyim, that once you hear the Rosh say, Mo Avod Azois Lachem, already you have to say to yourself, Amartem Zevach Pesach, because everyone is affected by what they hear. He hears the Zilzul. You see the picture. Somebody, this person, was Mechalel Hashem. That haunts a person. That makes it easier to do. That's such a chilul Hashem to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It shouldn't be, but there are two reasons why it's justified. The first reason is we should know who Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael couldn't possibly a kosher Jew, a person who didn't have a pgam. There's a ben Yisraelis, and it didn't have a ben ish mitzri. A person who didn't have a pagam couldn't do such a thing. That's what a Jew is above and beyond. Now look at that. Here I'm going to record something which is a chilul Hashem. I'm going to record something which, in a certain sense, will make it easier for someone to do it because it's been done already. It's not the first time it's been done in history. It's recorded in eternity that there was someone who actually cursed Hashem. But now, it's kedai, all of that, because we have to know that such an act, even though recording it makes it easier and certainly is a disgrace to Hashem, but there's something that's so much more significant, and that is that a Jew can't do such things. I have to know who a Jew is. If we think that a Jew could do such a thing, then we've destroyed the sense of the godless of the what it means to be bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, what it means to be a purebred Jew, and if we lose that, the loss is tragic. More tragic, it would seem, than even seeing and bearing the effects of seeing someone who had cursed Hashem. That's point number one. So how important that is to appreciate. And the truth of the matter is, if we have that appreciation, we're much more ready to help people. We're much more ready to teach people. We're much more ready to be mashpi on people, because we know that this such a thing is out of the pale of possibility for a Jew to do. So even though he seems so far away, but that appreciation of Hashem is deeply rooted in the DNA of every single Jew, and that lesson is so critical that it's even kedai to present this Chilul Hashem. The second thing is that a lesson, seemingly such an insignificant lesson, but yet from the Loshen is such a significant lesson that he'll be Mekabel Schor Mishulam and the Yichye Chayyad, and he'll live forever and ever. He'll be in the Aben Olam Haba because the connection to Hashem. It's true that seeing someone Mekalel Hashem degrades the connection to Hashem, insults Kovet Shemayim, makes it easier for me to do the same thing. But Mitzad Sheni, I'm going to learn a lesson. And the lesson I'm going to learn is a lesson of a deeper connection to Hashem. I can't say the Shem Hashem unless I first stop to think who He is, What is his name? What do the letters of his name mean? What's the mechuvim that comes out of those letters? The mashahein moirois ulechavim behem b'machshavtoi. And I think, and that allows me, now when I give the brocha to Hashem, when I say borucha to Hashem, I have forged a real connection. We don't get connected to Hashem when we say borucha to Hashem, borucha to Hashem, borucha to Hashem, and we don't pay attention to who Hashem is. Even if we pay attention to the brocha itself, oh, thanks, all these wonderful things, but who am I thanking? And that's critical. That's so critical that it was kedai to be soivil, the bizoyan to Hashem, the chilul Hashem, the negative ramifications of that, but that I should learn a lesson that the next time you make a brocha, the next time you're going to make a brocha to Hashem, first make sure that you're focused on who Hashem is, because that's the yisod of everything. And that focus of appreciating Hashem and recognizing what the letters of his name mean, what it teaches us about his essence, about who he is, and being mechaven that machshava, that's going to have such a powerful effect. It's going to bring schar lechayad, and that's something that is kedai to even be negatively impacted, and certainly a chilul Hashem in hearing and seeing the picture rather of the mekalel Hashem rather than just telling us that you're not to be mekalel Hashem. I just want to add one thing. I know it's late, but I just want to add one thing on this Gemara. This is the Gemara that that he brings, that it's better to stay when you come into the Beis Medrash to stay two psochim, the distance of two doors, two openings away from the back. And that's the sign. So Rashi says about that over here that where is it, Rashi? Shir Shosnei Psochim, Roichav Yikones, I guess the Knisel of Nim, Shlo Yeshiv Somoch LePesach, the Nira Olov Kemasui Ikev. Like, I'm here by force. It's a burden to be here. I'm here in the Beis HaKnesses as a burden. I'm ready to leave. I'm on my way out. I sit in the back. I sit in Ezra's Noshim. I sit in the back. The Rem is, he says, and this it seems is, he says, is a terrible thing, and he equates it to something to the level of really appreciating Hashem. Just like he says, it went to Aborcha Hashem. Aramim Hashem, what's the pasuk he brings? Aramim Chalakai Hamelech Vavor Choshimcha. First, Aramim Cha, the focus. This is also a focus of connecting to Hashem. We can't connect to Hashem when we stand in the back of the Beis Medrash and when we look like we're on our way out. We're looking. I don't want to be here. I have to be here, but I stay close to the door so I can be the first one out. So that's disconnecting from what I'm in the Beis Hashem. I come to this place. This is the place to be mispal. This is the place to connect. This is the Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikori L'Chol Amim. This is the place to be. And I'm in a body language, meramiz that I'm on my way out. That is mamish, like undermining the appreciation of who Hashem is, of to whom we're being mispalel. That's just one thing. But then I notice something else here that he brings. He says, the pasuk says, "Podo b'sholoim nafshi mikrovli ki barabim hoyu imodi," that Hashem has saved me b'sholoim from the milchoma that I was in, Dovin HaMelech HaSeim, ki barabim hoyu imodi. So Chazal darshan that minayin shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi explains, "Podo b'sholoim nafshi ze she'osak b'divrei sholoim." Because he was Oisik b'divrei sholem. What does that mean? Hainu Torah, dichsiv kol nivasiv ozeo sholem. V'chein gmilas chasodim nami sholem hu, shemitoich shegoyim el chesed begufoy lechaveroi, hu makir shu ohavoy, hu boli de achva v'sholem. So he says there are two things, that there's Torah, which the posuk says, kol nivasiv ozeo sholem, and then gmilas chasodim, which people do chesed, they realize they love each other, and memele brings achva v'sholem. But then there's a third thing, ki barabim hoyu imodi, that there's a tfilas rabim, that it was the tfilas rabim, He said that that's what he continues. Minayin she'a kodesh boruch mois betfilas shel rabim. And then he brings psukim, and then he brings this pasuk of mikrovli ki berabim hoye wimodi. It was oisik bemilos chasodim and Torah and mispalalim atzibor. These three things. Male ani olav kilo pedo ani. Leave a levonai. Mibein ho umos oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a person who's oisik bat Torah, which is bringing shalom, and a person who's doing gemilas chasodim, which is bringing shalom, and mispalalim hatzibur, it's mal olav akosav, as if he saved me and my children, mibein ho umos. Hashem was captive bein ho umos together with his children, and you saved him. How? With Torah, and with gemilas chasodim, and with tefillah b'tzibur. Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, which represent Sholem, he says, there is nothing in the world that Hashem found that can hold Brocha together like Sholem. Sholem is the ultimate. Hashem Yivorech Es Amo B'Sholem. Hashem Oiz L'Amo Yitein. Hashem Yivorech Es Amo B'Sholem. It's the ultimate Brocha. It's the Kli that's Machzik all the Brochas. But yet, that's not the Poda B'Sholem Nafshi. There's one more ingredient where the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you've taken me out of my captivity. You've redeemed me from my tzoras. You've extricated me from all the Shechina is in Golus with us, and Meila suffers our pain. With what? With Tefillah B'Tzibur. Sholem, that's achieved through Torah and Milas Chasodim. What could be more? And yet it also needs Tefillah B'Tzibur. I think that we should try to be Mechazik two things. Tefillah B'Tzibur. And when we are sitting b'tzibur, we should sit far away from the back. So we're not with that negative body language indicating that I really would rather be outside, I really want to be on my way, or I don't want to miss the first opportunity to sneak out, but rather I'm here and I want to be here, and I appreciate the benefits of being here, and in that way I can truly connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he compares it, the Rabbeinu Bachaya compares it to the kavona that we have in thinking of the Shem, that seems to be a subtle indication of my desire to connect rather than indicating the opposite.